what I'm incredibly strong at, and I feel comfortable saying this, I think I stink at most things, like every other person, bless you. But I think maybe one of my greatest core strengths is being able to make hard decisions when I'm no longer happy. And I fight for that. It's something I think about every day. And so for me, it was really easy because I'm only talking to you about emotional things. The laws of diminishing returns were never real for me on physical things. I don't want anything. I don't need stuff. I don't want stuff. I want to feel. And so usually for me, it's, you know, going through a journey. I'll give you a good example. For the first 10, 12 years of my growth as a public figure, when I would walk through an airport, I would look at every single person dead in their face with the hopes that they knew who I was so we could talk. Now, because of hitting enough of a level of that, and it wasn't so much that I needed it for my ego, though I always try to ask myself that. It goes back to what I said earlier. I just really enjoy interacting with people. I like it so much. But I equally like my alone time, and so what ended up happening was walking through an airport used to be 100% alone. Now that it could be predominantly taken up by people saying hello, wanting to pitch me their business or tell me a story or take a photo, now I'm valuing having a little balance of my own time during that time to catch up on work or family or whatever I'm doing. So I don't look at every person in the face anymore when I'm at the airport. I noticed that today even, right? And so I adjusted. There was a point 2 years ago, 3 years ago where I just changed. And so the answer is I'm not sure, brother, but what I would tell everybody is I don't sit on it the way most normal people do. And I say normal people, like I'm just so, this goes back to gratitude. I'm not sure how I got that, DNA, I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened, but I don't tend to sit in a place of unhappiness very long. I can't function there. I really can't. That's what led to my weakness of candor. I don't like negativity. Right? And so I don't know, but I also know that the second I start feeling it, if it sits for a sustained period of time, I'm not knee jerk. I can deal with inconvenience or even dealing with a difficult situation, but I will not dwell in it. I think one thing my parents definitely taught me that I highly recommend everyone is we need to stop complaining so much. I think that's huge for me because I think one of the reasons I act a lot and fix is because I don't know how to really complain. Like, I don't really like the concept. I also think the people that listen to you complaining are just either enablers or other people that like to complain, so they're waiting for their turn. And so I think we need more accountability, and I'm incredibly accountable. If I am unhappy, I don't think it's the president's fault. I don't think it's my parents' fault. I don't think it's anyone's fault but myself, and I'm in control, and so I act on it. That's the insight there. I study 24/7. I will tonight, after I have dinner with my parents, lay in their apartment from 11 or 12, whenever we're done, to one, I will spend at least an hour studying what's happening in popular culture. I study so much, it's scary. By the way, while I was getting D's and F's, I was studying. I memorized the price of every baseball card in the world. I'm being dead serious. By the time I was in high school, I read the Wine Spectator cover to cover and was studying to understand every wine, what wines. I've been studying. I only study. Where I'm going with this, my man, is I just want to make sure that a couple things happen. First, I promise you that everyone in this room that's 35 years and older wishes they enjoyed their childhood a little more fun, a little more playing, a couple more times to hang out. We were all so focused on where we were going, we weren't able to fully maximize what we were in. You're 14 years old, like you have your, actually, especially with, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to modern medicine, this dude's gonna live for 130 more years. Like actually, this dude's gonna be 150 years old one day on earth still. So, bro, you got a lot of time. And so, here's what I will say. And this is actually a lot of fun because this actually goes for all the 40 and 50 year olds in the crowd as well who think they've wrapped up back to modern medicine and the fact that the far majority, as I look around here, pretty much the majority of this room isn't at halftime in their lives. I would tell you to get really focused on something called curiosity. If I could give you one good piece of advice, the biggest mistake that kids make in high school is they're worried about high school social dynamics, and so they don't go do things that they want to do or learn about because it might not be cool or their friend group might not be about it. So if you're into theater or if you're into science or robotics or comedy, or I have no idea what's running through your mind that catches your eye on YouTube or TikTok or things of that nature, but the way you're gonna find what you should do in life in the best way, the way the people that are the happiest at what they do, is you gotta go try it. You like comedy? Go try to do a stand-up set somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, go try stuff. Because you don't know if you love it until you try it. I think of life the way I think about food. Watch this, kid. How many people here do not like oysters? Raise your hand. It's okay. Just raise it high. Raise it higher, please, for the little guy. Okay, of those people, keep your hands up. Do not like oysters. Don't lie. How many have never had one? That's life, brother. That is the thing I'm most interested in, what I just showed you in real life. A lot of people make decisions without ever trying. Here's my punchline. I think people spend way too much time on negativity. I don't know what to really tell you. And so there's a lot of people unhappy because you consume unhappy things, the news, and you hang around unhappy people, relatives that are unhappy. And I don't think you should cut out and no longer talk to your homies. You know, like, I hate when people hear it and think they've outgrown their friends and they want to get bougie. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying pay attention to everybody you spend time with and what you consume. And you know, like that whole saying when we were growing up, like, you become who you hang out with. Like, it's just super real. Like, whatever you're consuming is what's dictating your point of view. And so I think the way you do that, because I believe in loyalty so much. I'm incredibly loyal to my friends. I'm still in touch with everybody I've ever grown up with, but my allocation of time with them may be different than it was when I was best friends with them when I was 10 or 20. And so I would tell you, you don't have to cut people out of your life, but you need to communicate to them why you're limiting your time with them. And by the way, that may inspire them to look inside and pay attention to what they're thinking about. It's fun to have my dad here because this was a very big thing that I was passionate about naturally in my teenage years. You know, I would tell my dad, like, I was a very unusual kid in that, like, I was obsessed with business. And I would talk, my dad and mom lived about 45 minutes away from my dad's store. And so we had long drives both to and from the store. And, you know, I talked a lot in those drives and my dad would listen and we would talk. And I remember being passionate with my dad in my teenage years and in my early 20s of, like, it doesn't matter what our competition does. It really doesn't. Like, as long as we focus on the consumer, and I think I've always innovated because, and Avery and Nick who are with me on my journey in VaynerX, like, they are probably laughing inside. I can't even name most of the companies that VaynerX and VaynerMedia compete with. I definitely can't name the CEOs of my competitors. Like, it's just irrelevant. And so what I think happens when you just focus on the customer, actually, like, no bullshit, like, focused 100% energy on the customer, you end up innovating because you're so close to the customer, you have a pulse of what they want now, not what worked for someone else yesterday.